Hey everybody, Jake here. Real quick, we have a guest on this episode, as you probably have noticed. Her audio is a little crackly, but it's only for the first part. It's only until we break to go watch the episode. After that, it's totally fine. Just bear with the crackle for like 5-10 minutes, then it goes away. I promise. I believe in you. You can stick it out for that long. On to the show.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfing Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 502, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 6. Diva in Distress.
It aired March 13th, 2004, written by Jackie Marchand, directed by Andrew Merrifield.
Jake, I got to tell you something before you do what you're about to do.
Okay, what?
Viva la Diva. I can't believe she's back. The queen is here.
I am so excited. Diva okay. Talks is back.
I didn't mean to step on your toes. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I think I made that joke last time, but I don't remember. It was 3 days ago. It was 2 days ago? 3 days ago? I don't know what Tuesday, like, I feel like every Tuesday my brain forgets how days of the week work. Anyway, we have a guest. Claire, welcome to the show.
Hello. I'm very happy to be here.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
You were the diva I was talking about.
Of course.
The queen is here. Claire is back.
Yeah.
She has returned.
A two-time guest here on the Warfing Grid.
Well, this is a three-time. This is our three-time.
Well, look at me. Can you believe we've done 500 of these?
I was there for Nadira's dream date, and then the episode with a juggalo in Wild Force.
Oh, I think it's because I blocked juggalo out of my head. Is what
we talked about him. That was one of the questions that Benny asked on our 500 celebration.
And I got so many of those right.
Yeah, I don't think we won that one. I don't know who won, but it wasn't you or me.
Yeah, that one has not come out yet, so I've not gotten to see y'all's reaction to that, and I'm extremely excited to listen to that one.
It got a little rainy in my room. Like, it was like a damp room. I don't know what happened. It was really weird.
So can I tell you real quick what my two backup options were for cameos before I settled on
on? Please.
So I ended up picking Kat because, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
But the other options I was considering were Hillary Shepherd. Because
okay, nice.
I had a feeling like she would really do something memorable, and I don't know what it is.
For sure.
But the way I became aware of the cameos is like a thing to do was she posted one, and I follow her on Twitter, that she was doing for a fan, and she was wearing the Diva Talks mask and like being very into
oh, yeah.
it. And I was like, ooh, that might be a good present. And then the other person, because I was looking at all the different Power Rangers people, who I thought really like got into it and gave really good ones, was Jason Font.
Yeah.
And I thought like, oh, I bet that he would also be a good choice. He like, he cares and he gets it. And I'm like, and I feel bad for him. And I'm like, I want him to know that we care like about him right. and that he did a good job, you know?
Yeah. He did a cameo for Shannon when she
really?
Got promoted. Yeah,
oh, very cool.
David and a bunch of the people from work got him. It was very nice.
Right,
he seems
yeah.
like a very sweet man.
He's a sweet boy, yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, Katz was great. I love that she said Jake's favorite Pink Ranger, and I was like, oh, she misunderstood.
She
You're
did.
My favorite
she
Ranger,
did.
Period.
I said in the message, Jake's favorite Ranger, and I think she, like, in her mind, auto-corrected, like, oh, surely they mean Pink
Clearly,
Ranger.
She
no,
was like,
yeah.
She was like, impossible.
Yeah. Anyway, but yes, I will say I did say Ranger in the little email that I sent her, and that was her own.
I could yeah. tell. I could tell it was one of those, like, she doesn't believe in herself enough. And I will
oh,
for
do
all
I,
of
Do
us.
I tell you my favorite thing that I noticed while browsing the Power Rangers cameos?
Yes, please.
The two most, guess who the two most expensive ones are to get?
I mean, I got Jason David Frank, right?
Yes.
And Amy Jo.
Amy Jo Johnson.
Okay.
And the thing that makes
I cheated a
oh,
little
did
bit
you?
Because Latasha has looked into cameos for me for like a Christmas
right.
gift. And the two I wanted the most, Johnny Young Bosch or Austin St. John, are not
yes.
on it.
So. Unfortunately, otherwise I was considering doing both Kat and Adam just for the both of you. But the thing that makes me really happy though is that JDF charges $80. And Amy Jo's $100, because you know, like
she was on Felicity. All right, like for real. He was on one episode of Family Matters. He's not the same. They're not the same.
I think he's also the star of his own movie, maybe. I don't know.
She was Susie Q, okay?
She was Susie Q.
She had a very memorable, like, Dragon she was Warrior. X-rated scene, R-rated scene, not X-rated scene, in Interstate 60, which is, have y'all not seen Interstate 60?
Wait, Amy Jo was?
Oh, you could add that to your list for, like, stuff to watch after. She has a one extremely memorable scene. So
okay, I don't think I can, I don't think we can watch that for the show for fear of me exposing myself.
For the same reason we couldn't watch Not Another Teen Movie. It's just not family friendly.
I saw we didn't talk about this then, but the first convention I ever went to was MegaCon in 2009, and Serena Vincent was there, and I forgot that she was on Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. So I saw her and I was like, oh, that she's from Not Another Teen Movie. I don't know if I can go say hi to her. I don't know if I can keep my cool.
Yes.
Cause 2009 was a wild time for everybody. Yes. Anyway,
I was going to make a joke about the Dragon Warrior being the Tannis of movies. I just want to sneak that in real quick.
Okay.
Well, before we move on.
We wouldn't want Jake to reveal that all along he has secretly been horny. Like, because
The worst kiss, the worst kept secret in podcasting.
Look. There's a fine line that you can ride between where it's fine and where it's way too much.
Yes.
And I feel like I ride the line well.
You do, yes.
Thank you. Do we wanna? Oh, I haven't done anything. Hey, if you're new here,
yeah.
Watch Power Rangers. Pause it. Then watch Power Rangers. Then go talk about it. Netflix, right. DVDs,
pause
all
us,
that.
Then watch Power Rangers. I was like, how are you gonna pause it and then watch? I guess you could pause it and play it if you wanted.
Yeah, well, you gotta. Well, once you hit pause, and I do. I don't know if I've told the listeners this, but it takes me about 40 minutes to watch an episode of Power Rangers these days because they're dense. They got a lot of information in them now. It's not like the old days where there was nothing going on for a long time. So yeah, what we do is we pause the recording, we watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix and DVDs, and you should, because Dino Charge is good. That's the deal. That's mm-hmm. You guys know the deal by now.
You did say Dino Charge, but it's fine.
Did I say Dino Charge?
Dino
was bound to happen. Bound to happen.
No,
just Dino Thunder.
Okay.
We got plenty of time for Dino Charge. all right, we're gonna go watch Diva in Distress right now, and we do Dino Thunder power up, so you don't have to try to dunk on us for not doing the right thing.
Okay, wait. So you didn't
do
Wild
ha.
Access.
We don't do the ha.
But you are now doing an objectively worse morph call, which
objectively
is Dino Thunder
worse.
Power up.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just saying you don't want to make it like Dino time. You don't want to.
No, I want. I wish
it
was
do
better.
Before? Well, when did we do wrong?
We just said Wild Time for Wild,
wild
Access.
what was the call then?
Wild Access.
It's just Wild Access.
Which is a
totally
stupid.
Fine morph call.
It's not. It's not bad in hindsight because this one does suck. But we didn't think of anything for it, so we were just saying we could have done it's Morphin Time the whole time, but
Dino Storm Ranger form.
Dino Thunder Ranger Wonder.
Let's Dino.
All right, let's do it.
Shift into Dino.
He's got the key on his morpher. That's all I'm saying. Is it's his old turbo morpher that he repurposed to make a dinosaur? All right,
Dino Thunder
power up.
We're back, and we just watched Diva in Distress, and unfortunately, no Diva talks. So we were sold a bill of goods by us last time when we were hoping for Diva talks to come back.
Yeah, but this episode's pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah,
it did make me question a major decision that they made.
There's a couple things that like come up. There's also one thing that I feel like they tried to sneak by me, but you're never going to sneak this one particular thing by me, Power Rangers. And we'll get to it when we get there. The last episode, we were like, man, I hope they get back to like more goofy one shots and like monsters and stuff. And this time, like, we got you. Don't worry. Here it is.
Yeah. This is some Mighty Morphin nonsense. Exactly. And I'm here for it.
It is, except I don't know the monster's name. They hate naming them.
Oh, you don't know the monster's
the
name,
monster's
do you?
Name, I know the monster's name because when I paused it, it said the monster's name in the description. And let me tell you, that's not the monster's name. That can't
just
be
like
real.
Last time.
I don't even remember
when it was
last
pollinator.
Time. That also is wrong. That's Joctopus. And I also have a new nickname for this guy. I figured out my theme for the season.
No, it's going to be really easy because someone needs to name the monsters.
Someone's got to. Why not me? HeyJakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You can go there, listen to old episodes of the show up through Lightspeed. Maybe by now Time Force is on there because that's going to start falling off soon. But who knows? Also, there's a feed, archive feed that has the first 10 seasons of the show on there, not labeled. Because they're just, but they're up there. You can listen to them.
It is, they are in order.
They are in order.
They're just, they're not numbered, but I do think it is broken down by season. So it's at least navigatable.
Right. So you can go. That's a pin post on our tweet. You got to take the S out. I need to remake it because the HTTPS doesn't work. It's just HTTP. Technology is wild. How we have a podcast online is amazing.
What's wild to me is when I first put that feed up, the HTTPS worked. And then the next day, it didn't anymore.
It stopped, yeah.
Because the server that we use is
bad.
The cheapest option we could find.
Uh-huh.
And so that, you know.
Got to pay extra for that S.
Yeah, right? If you want the S, that's going to cost you. You got to pony up. One and one's going to get their beak wet on that one. Where else? You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @MorphinGrid. We're on Apple Fritter Podcasts. We're on Google Play. We're on Podknife and Stitcher and Podbay and Podbay B and Pod. I'm trying to make an AARP joke. Pod RP. Pod AARP. There's nothing.
For like old
pods.
People?
We're on old it's pods. Just, only old people can listen to those pods.
It's just like the news podcast.
Yeah, it's like the news and reruns of that very racist man, Don Imus, I think. He's dead now, so who cares?
Yeah, it's just audio recordings of Nick at Night episodes. Yeah. like,
for all of us
Andy
olds.
Griffith and Laverne and Shirley or whatever the hell's on that.
Right. So. Oh, man. I used to watch. I mean,
what's on it now is like That 70s Show.
And Fresh Prince. Like the oldest is Fresh Prince. And I'm like, that was new when I was young. Oh, no, my bones. I used to watch Bewitched and Brady Bunch and Happy Days a lot. Like a weird amount for a little kid.
I Dream of Jeannie.
Yeah. I have seen a lot of I Love Lucy in my life. So
yeah.
That's Latasha's favorite show, so we have all that on DVD. Yeah. We've literally just like sat down and watched it before. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to watch it. It would be like, here's the new episode of Caitlin's Way. All right, next is an old show for your parents. And I'm like, nope, this is an old show for me now. you can leave us a rating review in any of those places. We'd
Why are we talking about old Nick people? Stay tuned to find out.
Yeah, don't change that dial on your podcast radio.
Please don't change the podcast channel.
I have heard it is television for your ears, right?
That's not how it works, Jake. You know as well as I do that this is radio on demand.
Yeah. What else? Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little dollar a month, you can help support the show. And we appreciate it. And that's all. So we have a guest on. So we don't have to do anything extra? Do y'all just want to jump in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We start off at the cyberspace where Kira is doing a set. And also Trent's back. And it's weird that we haven't seen Trent in two episodes. And they're like, you guys, it's Trent again. He's always been here. And I'm like, no.
It's your best friend, Trent.
No, I don't think he's always been here.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys. We can do this now because Trent shows up right away.
Yeah, he's like the first thing we see after Kira looking around like, what's going on?
Should Trent have been introduced as a new kid in school for a few episodes and then Trent would be the Black Ranger and Tommy could continue to be the mentor for a while and then he could be the White Ranger? Because I'm assuming that's where Trent is going.
Oh, I can see the writing on the wall. He only wears white, and he's like a new kid who talks. So,
and also thematically, Tommy being a White Ranger again makes a lot more sense.
And if the White Ranger's a bad guy, then you get bad guy Tommy again.
Yeah,
that's the best Tommy.
And that's what puts butts in seats
for like multiple episodes again. The kids like lose their mentor. They have to learn to stand on their own.
Yeah,
you know, he's like that'd be. That's a great idea. Yeah, no, I like that.
They could have done a lot more. Yeah, but instead they're like, hey, it's episode 5. Tommy's the Black Ranger. Hope you're cool. And I'm like, I guess.
Tommy's not been a Power Ranger for like 3 episodes since he's been on screen. We can't keep this going.
This will not stand. Which is a bummer because Dr. Tommy Oliver, like Dr. O, is way cooler than Tommy Oliver. Like, yeah. I love that guy. And he's just kind of Tommy again. And there's like a little bit of like Dr. O stuff in this one that I'm excited for. But
it's really weird because like he's their teacher and stuff. And that was really good at first. But now he just hangs out with them.
Now he's
their
buddy.
Weird.
And he's way older than these teenagers are.
Yeah. In this scene especially, it's like these kids and then this dude like creeping around like, no, you should don't be their friend. Like,
yeah, don't. So Kira's looking around, and at first I read this as there's a lot of things going on and she's like trying not to be distracted by it all.
I thought she was being like hypersensitive to all the noises because everything was like really loud and she looked confused and almost a little bit like in pain.
Yeah, but it turns out it's just because nobody's listening to her because she's playing at like 3:30 on a Tuesday.
All right, school just got out and kids want to play their arcade games and eat. Popcorn? There was an eating one.
Nachos, maybe? I do not remember.
I will say, though, this is, you're talking about, you've talked about this looking more like a show. There are so many inserts, like
there's
insert
so
of
many.
Cash register, insert of espresso machine, and there's like plates and silverware clinking and like a foosball machine. And it's like, wow, like they had to do like setups for like all of these little shots and like film them. And it was just there for a second, like. They cared a little bit.
Yeah. Is there a second unit on this show now? I don't believe it.
Yeah.
That's what happens when your producer's not just an old guy sitting in an office being like, I did it. I made Power Rangers.
I made my money and got out. And I'll get it back later. I make it weird. Power Rangers just gets weird in the Neo Saban era from what I've seen. So she comes down off the stage. And she just, like, she's still got her guitar. She just literally walks off the stage and sits down at the table that they're at. And I'm like, that's a power move. That's like, now I'm one of you again. You're welcome. Yeah.
And they talk about how this was, like, a work in progress song that she played in front of everyone and was mad nobody listened to. Like, it's not finished.
Right.
Yeah, it's also, like... I feel like this is Haley's fault, right? For being like, yeah, just play it, like, 4.
Yeah.
And it's like, well... Why? Oh, should I? Is that a good time to play a song?
Maybe one that you're still in the process of writing.
But you can't get any feedback from it if no one's paying attention.
True. And
you know?
All your friends are just going to tell you how awesome it is, right, so you're not going to get anything like good out of them.
Yeah, so they're like, yeah, it was good. And then Tommy says something about how he hates pop music on the radio. I don't remember how we got there, but I was like, okay, old man.
When you stop dressing like a member of NSYNC, you can stop complaining about popular music.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like right in the middle of the hate on pop music era of the world, which I'm glad we got over because pop music's actually pretty good, and I wish I knew that earlier than when I was in my 30s.
I will literally die for Carly Rae Jepsen, not even a question. If she calls us to war, I am there. Like, it's not even...
Toxic masculinity is a trip, y'all, and it's...
yep.
hating anything like that, yeah. Anyway, we all had a phase.
We all had a phase. But Tommy's like, yeah, I hate pop music on the radio. And I was like whom? Name someone that you don't like. Because who do you listen to? What music does Tommy Oliver listen to, right?
Butt rock, exclusively.
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud. Power Man 5000, because he kind of looks like the lead singer.
He does look like he's like Power Man 400, yeah.
And like, I don't know. I bet he likes Creed. I like Creed, but I bet Tommy does too.
I was gonna say Nine Inch Nails, but that's like slightly too intense for Tommy. Yeah. I think he's more of a Creed man. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to think too much to listen to like Nine Inch Nails or Tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then they bring up Kylie, whose name I wasn't sure they said Kylie for like a long time. Until basically the end of the episode. So I have every time I read her name, it's Kylie with a question mark after it. But it is Kylie. Kylie Styles, who's like the new pop sensation that everyone doesn't like except Connor. And Connor's like, no, I like her. And they're like, you just like her because she's cute. And he's like, well, that is part of it. And that I think that's a valid reason to start liking pop music. I don't think you're wrong there.
Yeah, he does defend the music too, though.
Yeah.
He's like, well, yeah, she is cute, but the music is catchy and fun.
I always said that Connor was a regular Jake Mason.
Right. I think, you know, like the first couple episodes, I thought he was going to be pretty bad, but I think I like this Connor guy. Especially after last episode where it turns out he can't swim and he was like really kind of shy about saying that. And I thought it was very sweet the way he brought it up. Then a man comes in. Oh, sorry. We're skipping a little bit. Kylie and Kira used to be friends and were in like a band together. And then like she got discovered by an agent or something. And then now she's a pop star.
Yeah.
What a small world. And apparently she's like coming to town. Like she's coming to Reefside to promote her album. Which is, I like, as someone who is from a very small town, if you're not from a major city, I don't believe that you get these. Like, does that happen?
I mean, like, no prize answer. It's her hometown.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, but she's not happy to be there.
Yeah.
But she's got to maintain the illusion of being.
I guess. Like this is what her agent booked it.
Yeah. Her agent, who looks like Gina Gershon but does not have any lines, so I know it's not Gina Gershon. So then a man comes in, a man in a suit, who he should be here even less than Tommy should be here.
Yeah.
And Trent comes up to him and Trent says hi. And then Tommy is bewildered by this man and goes up and is like, Anton Mercer, you're not dead anymore. He doesn't say that in front of his kid, but he's like, what's going on, man?
And
oh yeah.
It's Tom Ton Watch.
Yes. There's a tension. History. There's a history here. Yeah. Tommy is like, because like Trent says hi and he's like, this is my dad. And Tommy's like, what? Like, how do you have a kid this old and I didn't know about it? Like, that should have come up.
And he says, like, why didn't you call? Send a message. He's like, I'm worried about you.
Yeah. And so Haley comes over and is like, Trent, there's a mochaccino incident that you need to clean up. And he's like, yeah, okay. So he walks away and Tommy gets real close to Anton and is like, yes. I thought you were dead. The island blew up.
Yeah.
Like it's sweet nothings in his ear.
Anton comes back with just like, well, you're fine.
There's also the thing where you learn here that Anton Mercer is Trent's dad.
Yeah.
And Tommy gives like, oh, you had a kid? I didn't know. Like,
yeah. So. There's definitely a history. Like beyond whatever history they're trying to present, there is an intimacy here that you don't get to fake.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, got real lonely on that island, making dinosaur robots.
just doing dinosaur
one experiments. One late night in the lab, one thing led to another.
Look, you know, the island probably got pretty cold at night. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever excuses they want to make to themselves. So then he's like, hey, some of our experiments have been going buck wild, so we need to talk about it. And he's like, yeah, how are you free next week? And Tommy's like, ah, ouch. Like, Tommy looks hurt by that. I thought one of you was going to say something, and then no one did. This dead air is good.
I thought I was going to, but then I didn't really have anything. So.
Okay, all right. Moving on.
It's been said.
Yeah.
They're fucking.
So then Anton leaves, and we cut to, like, their house, I'm assuming. It's, like, a nice, like, fancy house. And Trent's, like, in his dad's office. And he's like, "What? Don't you have your own room?" And he's like, "I want to talk." And he's like, "About what?" He's like, "About your boyfriend, my teacher, Dr. Oliver." What do you mean? What do you mean, what do I want to talk about? Like,
yeah.
And he's like, "That's a part of my life that I don't want to talk about anymore." And I was like, that means that you are embarrassed that you were fucking Tommy.
Here's the line. Dr. Oliver is from a part of my past that I've chosen to put aside. A part that's quite painful for me.
Yeah, that is that.
Like, what? How else do we read this?
What
line?
Else that's supposed to be read about? Yeah.
So Anton likes pop music is what we're saying.
Yeah. Yes. He's just like cagey about it after that. And then like we leave and we go to the mall where Kylie's coming down. And did either of you recognize the song that was playing while Kylie was coming down the stairs or the escalator?
No.
No, I thought it was just like an original composition that was supposed to be like one of her songs.
That's what they want you to think, Josh.
So, well, it worked on me.
But that was Space Ninjas with Attitude. You can't sneak that by me, Andrew Merrifield, the director of this episode. I've watched that episode more than any human alive.
What's Space Ninjas with Attitude?
In the last season, in the talent show,
oh, okay.
It's a song that Mara and Capri did that was like recorded and it was on a CD. They Milli Vanilli'd. But it is the same song. I don't think she mentions about how she's an intergalactic ninja on an evil UFO. I think they might have changed some lyrics, but it's definitely the same song. Not gonna fool me.
Do you want to try to make an in-universe explanation for what this means, or are we just gonna let this one go?
I honestly was trying to think, and I can't because it was made by Chubo for a talent show
that did happen. That maybe she was in attendance.
Maybe
for.
She was there, and then when they were like exposed, and then they turned into evil ninjas. She's like, I can steal that song. Like, I can definitely take that song. And it was only last year, so like, she might have been away from Kira by then. Other than that, I don't know. I think it's just them trying to pull the wool over my eyes, and it's not going to happen.
So they did a Milli Vanilli, and then Kylie did a Vanilla Ice.
Yes, just that one little change makes it different. So she's got a lot of fans. Her, like I said, her agent looks like Gina Gershon, and I was really excited to see if she sounded like Gina Gershon, and she doesn't have any lines because she's an extra, so I don't think it's Gina Gershon. But she's not she's a diva, as you can imagine. She's like, oh, I hate being here. There's so many sticky people, or whatever she says.
Yeah, she's like, how many leeches are here? I don't want to be here anymore.
Literally dozen of people are here.
Yeah, there's enough that both sides of the camera seem full. And so then Kira comes in. She's like, what should I make it out to? She's like, how about my old friend Kira? And it's like then she looks at her face because she obviously was not looking at any of these people's faces before. She's like, yeah, what's up? I'm just dead staring past you. But she's like, Kira, oh my God. And then Connor's like, or she's like, I didn't know you were a fan. And she's like, I'm not Connor's a fan, which is a fun move, I think, to do to your old friend.
Boo-doo, ba-doo, boo.
A little bit. Ba-doo,
boo-boo.
A little bit. I think we have already determined by now that Kira is a certified bisexual disaster. The first time she met Haley, she melted. And then immediately Trent came in and she melted again. So, like, I don't know. I think there could be something there. But she's like, yes.
Oh. Back up. Sorry, I know we're crawling through this episode, but there was a very important Trent detail that we did not cover, which is that he drew a weird picture of, what's her name, Kira, without her permission. And like, he did this thing, and I don't think it's supposed to be written this way, but the way I wrote it is he walked up to her with his sketchbook open to a page of a drawing he did of her, like facing her, and was acting like it wasn't there. And then she's like, hey, what's that drawing? And he's like, oh, what, this? Oh, it's just a dumb thing I was drawing. I don't want you to look at it, but you know, if you want, you can like, it's like, whatever. I did fast. I didn't try that hard. It's nothing. You know, like.
later on, we will see it. And I got a joke stored up, so I'm not going to blow it now. But it's trying to come off as sweet, but like in the year 2020, it's a little, it's just a little creepy, you know?
Yeah.
Pro tip, dudes, drawing a secret picture of a girl, you know, without her permission is real weird.
Yeah. Like, have you ever seen those, like it'll come across like Twitter or Instagram, whatever, where it's like, this guy draws pictures of people on the subway and then gives it to him. And I was like, if you did that to me, I would be uncomfortable. Like, hey, here's you just hoping no one's looking at you, and you don't look good doing that.
Here's the way you just exist in the world. Needed a crisis today.
Thanks, I hate it.
I will say it's even weirder if it's someone you kind that, of
yes,
know.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
That's even worse than a stranger, because like, if it's someone you know, you could ask them, hey, could I draw you as I'm sitting here? And if you don't, then that's weird.
Like, yeah, and like, they go to school together, like, and you know, like there's a lot.
It's a lot of layers.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to talk about that.
I forgot about it. It's a good thing you brought it up, because I do have a very good joke, I think, later. I don't know if it'll land. We'll see. Then she just, so we're back at the signing. She signs a thing, and she's like, all right, well, I gotta go. I signed one CD. I have to leave now. So she leaves with her, like, security detail and her agents, and then Connor's like, or no, before that happens, I forgot, Cassie like bursts through. She's like, I have a press pass. Like, I want to ask you some questions. She asks, like, how did you become a superstar? And she's like, oh, you're so sweet. And I'm like, oh, she's just being a little sycophantic. I don't know if it's sweet so much as.
Yeah.
I love Cassidy in this episode. Katrina Devine rules. She is so funny.
Yeah.
So then they eventually leave. At some point we cut back to King Koopa, who's like, Elsa, we have a project. And she's like, is it gruesome? And he's like, do you think sucking the life out of people is gruesome? And I'm like, ah, you are the Addams Family. I get it. Like Josh said a couple episodes ago, that is correct.
Yeah. Rita and Zed did the same thing.
Do you guys have a name for their lair yet? Or
no, I've just been calling it.
I'm so confused on where it is. Like, I know it's on the island that came up back up out of the ocean, but it always feels like it should be a spaceship.
Well, yeah. So in the second episode, Zeltrax just has a spaceship that gets a hole in it and they never talk about it again, I guess. But like,
yeah.
Island sinks. It's just a regular island. Some years later, island comes back up and there's a James Bond villain lair on it. And like, I don't know what to do about this. I just don't know what to do. Do you have a name, Claire? Is that what you're...
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think. How about Shazagog?
Shazagog? Okay.
That's the best I could come up with. If it's too much, you don't have to. I just wanted to make that joke.
Look, we have literally nothing, and I think it's funny. That's also, it is their house, but we only ever see the lab parts of it and like the corridors. I would like to see their like dining room and like maybe like a bedroom, just to see like what, like how do they decorate their personal spaces.
You want to have this scene where, like, you know, I don't know, Mesogog's like sitting on the toilet and there's like a knock on the door or something from
and he's like, someone's in here,
Elsa. He's like, yeah,
he's like, do not enter, someone is in here.
Oh gosh.
So yeah, she's like, we're sucking the life out of people with this. And she's like, cool. And she's like, got a pen or something. I don't know what she's doing with it. She just like has it, like she's about to do something. He grabs a big jar of goop and walks over somewhere. And then
let me ask a question now that we're at the point where Mesogog is talking to Elsa. Uh-huh. We have decided that there's no way Elsa and Principal Randall are different.
Her name is Miriam Smith. Or is Miriam
Something
Smith
like
or Marianne
that.
Smith? And then I saw when they said Principal Randall's name in the credits one time, it was very similar. So I think they're just trying to be cheeky about it. But
so we've seen Anton now in this episode.
Yep.
And Jake, I think in a relatively soon ago episode.
Go on. I'm following you so far.
We posed the theory of Mesogog being Anton Mercer. Do you think that's still possible?
He has a similar cadence,
and the way they talk to Elsa and like don't mention the principal outside of one passing line from Kira that's like, you look familiar, and the way that they're playing that is like, they're definitely not the same, and we're not going to even mention that it's a possibility. It feels very samey to the way Mesogog and Anton are in this episode, where they're trying to keep them very separate.
Yeah,
because maybe they aren't.
And also, like, it makes sense that, like, Anton disappeared and then, like, immediately it sounds like immediately afterwards Mesogog showed up. Like, come on, Tommy, please put this together like the rest of us are. Claire, I'm assuming
I know
you
the
know.
Answers to these questions, and I know because I have seen more of this season.
Okay.
So.
Don't tell us.
I shall not.
But I think we've seen enough Power Rangers that we can redo the lines. So we come back to Connor and Kira, and he's apologizing to Kira. Also, I like that Ethan's like, I'm not even going to pretend to want to go to that, and doesn't. He's like, I'm going to sit here at Computer Town and play Quake or whatever. And
Ethan just kind of disappears for a little bit in the middle of this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2003?
Four.
Is that four? Okay. So he was like, what? Was he like looking at Homestar Runner? Or like...
Yeah, right.
What was he doing?
He was on E-bombs. He was on Newgrounds watching...
Sure.
Like,
playing a flash game where you just like kill someone or something.
Where you shoot a lot of people. What was that one with the squirrel? There was like a flash series with a squirrel.
I don't know. I don't think I know of that one.
I can't remember anything more. It was just an annoying squirrel. It looked like it was made from a Hot Topic come to life, but... I don't remember any more of it than that.
Are you thinking of Conker's Bad Fur Day, video game?
No, I'm not thinking of Conker's Bad Fur Day. Or the somehow follow-up / re-release? I feel like they re-released Conker's Bad Fur Day.
They remade it on Xbox. It was like a make. I guess it was a remake. I think they just totally started it over.
Okay.
Which, yeah, I don't know.
What a weird entry into the Rare family of video games. Anyway, but Kira's bummed that her friend doesn't seem to care about her at all, which I feel like she knew, but like just seeing it again probably has got to hurt a little bit. So then there's a scream from Kylie, and they run because they're to go see what it is because they're Power Rangers. And there's a monster attacking. And this monster is weird, and I know he is a donkey. And I know his name, according to the pause menu, is Donkey Vac.
Yes.
Donkey Vac.
I did not get donkey vacuum cleaner monster, it seems, theoretically.
Okay.
I guess that makes sense. I thought he was part, like, rabbit.
So,
because he's got, like, big ears.
Well, like donkeys have.
Yeah, but I don't know. I guess if you read donkey and then see him, you can see it. But if you don't know, if you're not looking for a donkey...
Right.
How can you tell?
I'm going to call this guy Donald Quixote because he does, like, Donkey Vac. So here's the thing about Donkey Vac.
Uh-huh.
If that's his name, then that means that Mezogog or Elsa named him this?
Mm-hmm.
Do they seem like they would name someone Donkey Vac to you?
Maybe he named himself Donkey Vac.
So maybe this is Zeltrax's thing. It's like... He doesn't have a sense of humor except for he just like really likes stupid names.
It's not even a pun.
It's just a portmanteau.
It's barely even that.
Right, because there's like no overlap. It's just donkey and then vac. It's not like there's no blend.
Yeah, it's not even like a wet vac is the only time you shorten vacuum, right? Like so. I don't know. Anyway, he can suck the life out of people and turn them old, and he does that. As they are fighting Krusty's, Kira's like, run away, Kylie, and she runs away to right where she can get hit by a age-sucking beam and gets that.
So, yeah, Donkey Vac has three gimmicks. He is a donkey, he is a vacuum cleaner, and he turns you old.
Yep.
So... there's a lot going on. Donkey
Vac. He's an ass. He sucks. And he makes you old.
He makes you old. And later he has another thing that he can do that does not seem to come from any of those places in the monster fight, in the Zord fight. So he sucks the life out of Kaylee. She turns old. She has old person makeup on. It is not great, if you can imagine.
It's not, but I feel like they put, like, the Seinfeld bass line behind it, like, to play it for laughs a little bit.
Did they? I didn't even know.
I mean, it wasn't exactly that. Like, but there
was like a heavy slap bass behind.
No, but there was some kind of, like, a music sting that was just like a womp womp. It was just, like, for comical effect.
Oh, she old now.
Yeah.
So then we cut to Donkey Vac. I'm just going to stop calling him that. It hurts to say it. Donald Quixote. He's just... going around like casually sucking up people's life, like just on the street.
Yeah.
And no one seems to notice, and there's a giant donkey man there until it's too late.
And the way that they did this, unlike with Kylie, who they just got like old age makeup for, the other people, they just like cut and then recast an old person and then have them act horrified at how old they are, and that just seems like a really shitty thing to make someone do. Like, we cast you because you look old and decrepit, and all you're going to do is act horrified at how old and awful you look, and then that's it. The job pays $15. Like,
and they're like, it's 11. I will say, though, as mean as it is much more effective because she looks more like a zombie than an old person.
Yeah.
Eventually, they also get Cassidy and Gooch, whose name I keep forgetting.
Devin.
He looks like a Gooch. I don't know what to tell you.
I went to high school with a guy who went by Gooch.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would you let that
happen? It was not really a loving nickname at first, I don't think, but I think he like leaned into it and was cool with it.
Okay.
If I own it, they can't. It can't be used to make fun of me anymore.
I didn't call him Gooch.
So they get turned old, and they are also in old people makeup, and they also kind of mostly look like zombies. But I do love how chill they are. Of all the people, they are just like straight up Jimmy Olsen about it. They're like, ah, this happened. Let's go get a senior discount on hot dogs and movies then.
I also love the first thing that Cassidy says after she gets zapped by it is she says, oh, great, it's hard enough being a woman in this profession. Now I have to fight ageism, too.
So good.
It's like a good joke.
It was. I love her in this episode.
Here we are 16 years later, and it still holds up.
Sad commentary. So the boys see this. We cut back to the lab, and Tommy and Ethan and Connor are there, and they're like, oh, there's a donkey just going around harassing people by turning them old, mostly for pranks, it looks like. But Tommy's like, there's probably a way that he can turn life energy into some sort of power source, so, like, we shouldn't let him do that. I feel like it should be bad enough. They're like, well, he's turning people old, and that's not great. But so they morph, and they go down there. And again, like, it's just Tommy hanging out with his new cool teen buddies, and it's fine when they're doing Power Ranger stuff, but it's just a little weird. And I just, like, you should be a mentor sitting in a chair for a little bit longer than 4 episodes.
Yeah.
They go fight. Kira is at cyberspace with old lady Kylie, who is complaining about being old now, which is fair.
So Haley must know what's actually going on, right? Like, Kira probably filled her in or something. It's just weird that you bring, like, your new grandma to your cafe hotspot and nobody is questioning why she's here at all.
This is my new grandma.
I think if you say in any Power Ranger town, like, oh, a monster did this, everyone would be like, yeah, okay, we get it. Like, she's an old lady now, sure. But she's like, I'm so old, I must be at least 40. And I was like, hey, now.
When she was building up to that, I'm like, she's going to say 30.
I thought she was going to say 30, and I was going to get upset.
Or she's going to point it at me, and she's going to say 34, and I'm just going to get so mad.
Reach out through the television.
But no, she said 40, which I feel like is like the youngest an old person can be. That makes sense.
It was very funny though. She nailed the pause before saying 40. Like.
Yeah. Kira gets a call, like her communicator beeps, and she's like, "Oh, I gotta go." And she's like, "Don't leave me. I'm old." and she's like, oh, "Okay, come back to the boys. They are not doing well in the fight." And then Cassidy. Oh, I guess this is when they get turned old, because Cassidy comes up like, I want to do an interview with you, Donald Quixote, right now. Why did you decide to become evil, and do you like it, or whatever? And
he's actively fighting Connor, like, when they run up. They're, like, fist fighting, and she asks the question, and he knocks Connor away and then turns for the interview.
Like, I think just being evil comes natural to me, and he's like, hey, wait a minute, why am I doing this? And then he olds them.
Yeah.
And again, aside from her first sentence being like, now I have to be old and a woman in this profession, which is a bummer. She's like, all right, like, well, let's just whatever. Let's see what we can do.
She's immediately like, I know how to use this.
Yeah. I kind of love how just chill she is. And I feel like that is I don't think they are going to play it this way. But I feel like if things keep happening to her, those are good stories she can write for the newspaper. Right. Like,
yeah. Yeah, she turns old and she's like, I have a great undercover story I can do, and I don't have to rely on weird makeup to do it.
Yeah. Well, not outside of kayfabe weird makeup anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, like, yeah, they just kind of walk away.
She has the same, like, peeling zombie makeup that Kylie has, and they look very similar in their old lady makeup.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it might be the same prosthetics that they just like when we're not using them on. Yeah. So they leave. I also want to say, like, she's an old lady, but she's still wearing, like, her cool teen clothes. And there's a little bit of a disconnect a little bit later when she's like, I'm old. And it's like,
well, that's what old people are going to look like in another 10 years.
I was thinking about that during this. I was like, what are our old people going? Because I saw a goth grandmother she's like 63 and she's like fully goth. And I'm like, that's going to be our entire generation. Like,
That's gonna be me as an old lady. So yeah,
I mean. Look, it looks good. I was like, yeah, get it, old lady, get it, Nana. Like, but so yeah, so then Zeltrak shows up. He's like, Tommy, I told you we have a score to settle. And Tommy's like, about what though?
Yeah, Zeltrak yells at him. Who. He's like, you will pay. And Tommy's just like, for what?
For what? And Zeltrak won't say.
I was laughing so hard.
I don't think that's as interesting of a mystery as the writers think it is.
I think what they're trying to do is to make it seem like Zeltrak is Anton Mercer.
Okay.
But that, I cannot think of a single other thing, and I feel like it would make much more sense if he was Mezogog, but maybe he is Zeltrak, but that it's, they do it like three times. They keep coming back to this, and Tommy's like, I still don't know what you're talking about. Like, what do you mean? And he's like, I'm not going to let you get away with this. He's like, get away with what, Zeltrak?
Making Power Rangers.
I guess.
That'd be like a very bad reveal. Like,
I just don't like that you were a good guy. Why did you say that?
Okay. There's also a sign in the background during the scene that says car park, which made me happy. It was a very New Zealand sign.
That's how you know they are not. It doesn't say parking lot.
Yeah, it's where you go to walk your car so they can do their business.
Yeah.
Apart from the that, though, they have really good like signage in this episode. I noticed a lot of like Reefside Mall or like Reefside Movie Theater or whatever, yeah, like in the background, like, and I was like, good job on your signage, like,
yeah. It's not just like Blue Bay Harbor where they're like, someone get down to like Kinko's and print out a banner real quick for us that we can put on a desk,
right,
or whatever.
It's just like Helvetica.
Yeah. So Cassidy and Devin go get hot dogs. She's like, and we're old people, so you better give us the old people discount. And if I was working somewhere and an old person did that to me, I'd be like, now I'm going to charge you extra, like, just for this.
I don't, outside of like Denny's, I don't think I've ever seen a place with like an advertised senior citizens discount.
I mean,
especially not like a random hot dog stand.
Like
that's
I don't think that's like a thing anymore. Yeah. I get movie theaters and Denny's. That's probably it.
Yeah, it's just, it's, I think that they want us to think that once you hit a certain age, everything is cheaper for you, which honestly wouldn't surprise me if that was true.
Right. It's like, but, one of those fake TV things, like you get one phone call when you're in jail, whether the answer or not, that's it. Like,
yeah.
That's fake. That's not how it really works.
Right.
Also, like, if someone has to be missing for 2 days or whatever before we can look for them is also fake.
Yeah, I feel like you should be able to go, hey, they are missing, and people should take that seriously
away. That's how it works in real life, yeah.
So anyway, we cut back to Kira trying to calm Kylie down. Kylie's self-involved, which makes sense because she was the one turned old, and I feel like the writers are trying to get us to not be on her side, but if that was me, I would be pretty down about it, right?
Like, at least for the afternoon. Yeah. Like, yeah. You gotta give her that.
Yeah, there's a line earlier where she's like, when Kira first gets beeped and is like, I have to go. And she's like, no, you're my friend. And I want you to stay here. Like, Haley will look after me, but like, I just need you.
I'm
here
going
right
through
now.
It right now.
I need something familiar while I'm sitting here as an old lady with a blankie on my lap.
Also, so Kylie is in old lady clothes. So at some point she's like, I can't be wearing this as an old lady. She has like a big sweater and a blankie.
Yeah. She's like, but I mean, I don't know. Yeah. It's not the worst thing if the, you know, redhead MILF keeps her company, right?
Right.
I mean,
like, right?
Is she closer to her age now or further away? I can't tell.
I feel like Haley, I know Haley is like probably in her late 20s at the best, but it's almost played like she's supposed to be, her and Tommy are 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though Tommy, I think, is only at the oldest, like 26. Like, doing the math.
Well, if we do the math, and it happened in real time, like, it's actually 2004 in the universe.
And he graduated was a Power in 1998.
In 98.
So, or 97. Oh, yeah, he graduated in 97. So he would be 25.
25, 26, yeah.
How long does it take to get a doctorate?
For Bones? I don't know.
Supposed to be like 8 years, right? 8 to 10 years?
I don't know. We might be doing some shenanigans with time here.
He has intimate knowledge of dinosaurs, though, because he was a dragon Power Ranger.
Yeah, yeah. Look, we don't know Godzilla's not a dinosaur.
I mean, that's true. We don't know what they actually looked like. We just know what their bones look like.
We don't know that there weren't Godzillas. If we follow the King of the Monsters, when Godzilla gets hurt, it goes to Atlantis to recoup. And we don't know where that is. So, like...
Do you think within the world of Power Rangers, like if you go to a museum in Angel Grove, do they also have dragon skeletons? Because dragons were, I guess, real if he has a dragon sword, right?
I mean...
It's implied, because then Jason also gets a dragon sword. But those are all mythical monsters.
Those are explicitly... Yeah, but nobody's like, whoa, that's not a dinosaur. They're all like, oh, yes, the dragon sword. So maybe there are. Maybe there's just a big Godzilla skeleton in the museum somewhere. So she hands Kylie... Well, I thought it was a cassette tape. It might be a CD. It's honestly hard to tell. But she hands her something, and she's like, here, listen to my friend, the old Kylie, not the new, old, elderly Kylie. And then Kira leaves because she's got to go help her friends. And then this is my favorite bit in the episode, is doesn't look at Haley, holds a CD up and goes, can you play this? And waggles it around for like a minute.
Is it a CD or is it a cassette?
It is a cassette.
I thought it was a cassette tape, but it was hard to tell.
It does a little click back and forth as the little tape slides back and forth as she shakes it. So.
And then Haley, after like a solid minute, because she's like far away and has to walk up to her, is like, all right, I'm coming. Stop. Please stop waving it at me. She's like, yeah,
she
I will.
Passive aggressively takes it, does a little, sure. It's just, it was
and,
great.
And then she plays it, and it's like a Vanessa Carlton song, like what Kira does. Mm-hmm. You know, we cut back to Zeltrak. She's still holding a grudge. There's more fighting. Tommy still doesn't get it. They just do fighting. And then at some point, Don Quixote has Connor and Ethan cornered or downed or something. They're like, oh, we're never gonna beat Donkey Vac. And I was like, are you sure?
Is Donkey Vac the one that's gonna do you in?
Is this the guy that's gonna destroy the Power Rangers? Are you
Is
sure?
Donkey Vac the end of the Power Rangers?
Is Donkey Vac the end of the Power Rangers? Find out next time.
Dun, 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 dun. Then there's a scream from off screen. My brain had to wrap my head around trying to say that without messing it up, but I don't know if I did it or not. And Donkey Vac gets knocked down, and Kira comes up, and she's unmorphed. And probably everybody left because people are getting turned old, but she's just – they're, like, in a park. Like, they are near a parking lot for an office, so
– yeah.
They're actually – when she rejoins, they're fighting on a tennis court now.
Right, yes. Because
even if everyone was running away from the scene, if you hear a loud Sindel shriek from behind you, you're going to turn around and see what that was.
Unless it's been a while and everyone's like gone. So she morphs and then we turn into Sentai footage for, I think, the first time. No, they fought the flower octopus from last episode.
Pollinator.
Joctopus, yes, you're right. In Sentai footage for like a second. But this is like only the second time we've got it, like the suits they are like in Sentai footage. So like it's kind of weird they're not using it as much. It makes me think that maybe the Black Ranger doesn't show up this early and they could have held off for a little while.
That's true.
Yeah, because even in the context of this episode, I feel like Trent would work better as the Black Ranger.
Yeah.
The only thing that makes more sense, heavy air quotes, more sense for it to be Tommy is that it's just he's just fighting Zeltrax one on one.
Right. But like.
But I mean, Trent can do that, too. If he's the new kid who's good at martial art, if he's the Tommy of Dino Thunder, he could do that, too.
Well, so far, we only know he's good at drawing. So
he's all right at drawing. Let's not get out.
I can't wait to see the White Ranger's finishing attack where he just draws on you like Jigglypuff and then you die from it.
I think there's a One Piece character with that power. So we're in Sentai footage. She picks up a tennis racket and hits a bunch of tennis balls at Don Quixote and they get stuck in his nose.
So in the Sentai, I guess this was a tennis episode?
I guess.
So I guess he has four things. He's also the tennis monster.
Well, that I guess will make more sense when he is a Zord and he has a new attack that has nothing to do with his other three things, but it's still
so is he like part donkey, part tennis ball launching machine?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
That would make more sense than a vacuum.
Who turns you old?
Because he has no vacuum features on him, I think we should point out. None that I could see.
No, I mean, let me look him up because I don't really remember what he looked like. I'm just going to Google Donkey Vac and we'll see what
his arms are like. Mega Man cannons, and I think that's supposed to be like the vacuum sucker thing.
But that could also be like the ball launcher.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
It could
totally.
Go either way. Anyway, so she's like, let's put them together, and they put the Z-Rex blasters together, and they blow them up, and then we immediately cut to King Koopa, who's like, astronaut food him back together, and so they pour some water on him, and he comes back to life.
Yeah, Donkey Vac has exactly as many vacuum features as Pollinator had flower features.
So just his hands if you squint.
just the hands, yeah.
Okay.
And even then, just barely.
Okay. So they call the Zords, they get the Megazord. This is when he has his new attack where he shoots boogers at you. But I guess if they're tennis ball boogers, that makes more sense in a way.
I don't know if it does.
You know, you're not wrong.
It is an actual vacuum monster in the Sentai too. It's Zakuro Baku Vacuum.
Hey, Japan. What do your vacuums look like in 2004? They probably look pretty dope.
I know that Japan more often has stuff that looks like animals. Like, they're more likely to have, like, a vacuum cleaner that looks like an elephant or something.
Yeah.
So their Roombas are just little rabbits that scoot around your house.
So I don't know if they have donkey vacuum cleaners as well.
A weird animal.
The commercial is like, it's a vacuum and it's a donkey. Whoa!
So I
was crazy enough to work.
Thinking about this monster, he doesn't really do a lot of good, like, pun insults, you know?
And yeah.
Monsters are good at jokes so far.
Yeah. Could you do an insult that simultaneously combines all of the different parts of him? Where he says, like, I was trying to think about whether you could do, like, a joke that simultaneously is a donkey joke and a vacuum joke and an old age joke. And
a multi-layer donkey vacuum old age pun.
Yes.
Seems
and
like a
so,
tall order. Because
I think at one point he says, like, suckers. He calls people suckers. And, like, that's the closest he gets.
Right.
And
but that's wrong. He's the sucker.
Yeah. The best I got is... he could do this right before he zaps Cassidy and, like, sucks her age out. He could say, you know, they say getting older really sucks ass.
That's it.
Which is funny because he is a literal suck ass.
But that's literally the old, like, you can't combine these three wildly disparate things otherwise, I don't think.
That'd also be a good name for the monster, in addition to Donald
Just
Quixote.
Suck ass.
Suck ass.
Suck ass. This week, the Power Rangers fight. Is suck ass going to be the end of the Power Rangers?
God, I hope not. Find out next week. So he says, like, super suction and drags them into him. So they are, like, hugging. And the T-Rex on their chest bites him, which is extremely good.
The T-Rex does not now have an old man beard, unfortunately.
That would be great. When he vacuumed them in, I was like, oh, great. Now the Megazord's going to be old.
It's just going to be bones, right? Because old dinosaurs are just bones.
They're going to put the same face mask on the Megazord.
Old age makeup on a T-Rex robot?
This robot got old and wrinkly somehow.
If it did, then this would, like, approach jacket level episodes of dumbness.
Absolutely.
It would not quite get there yet, but yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So we come back to Tommy and Zeltrax fighting, and Zeltrax is still, he's only got one bit, and he's like, I'm going to get you for this. And Tommy's like, I don't know what you're talking about still. And then Tommy kicks him, like, one final time, and he's like, I'm leaving. And then Zeltrax leaves. Because Zeltrax also sucks ass, because he doesn't,
yes.
All he does is show up, get beat up, and go, whoa, bye, and then leaves. So I don't know what his point is other than to remind old people to take their medicine because he sounds like a medicine. So they tear-rang suck ass and then they use a dino drill and they kill him. And in true Power Rangers fashion, once the monster dies, the effects are reversed and everybody youngs up again. This happens like kind of gradually. So like it's like a bunch of, we see a bunch of people turn back young, and then we cut to Cassidy and Gooch, who are just like at the movie theater, and she's like, we're gonna go see a movie, to the guy who's behind the in the ticket in the box office. And she's like, and we're old, so you better give us that discount.
Just don't rip us off. We're old, so it better be cheap.
So then there's a bunch of old people behind them, and they get turned back young. And he's like, good joke, kids. And she's like, she's going on about like how old people have it rough, and like how
he's like, have you heard of the Great Depression? Well, I'm getting real depressed by the way you're treating me.
Yeah.
Another thing about this, though, is that like he definitely saw them turn from old to young right in front of him.
If he didn't, the people behind them had to have, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, yeah. And then they get chased out by the old people who have like walkers and like canes and are like shaking their fists. And Cassie's like, I'm one of you. I'm going to call the AARP.
I've been cursed by a terrible young age monster.
Oh, and we got back to cyberspace where Haley has the picture that Trent drew of Kira as a Neopets fairy. This is just Neopets.
That is so, the art style. Yeah.
I saw the picture. Like, it showed the picture on the screen and I looked at it. And as soon as it cut away, I was like, did he draw her as a basketball player?
I wish. No, she's a superhero. She looks like if the Neopets fairies were superheroes and he made her into like the, what was it, like the Matrix version of Supergirl from like 98 or whatever.
Yeah, you can tell though he wants to fuck this picture.
Yeah, it looks, the problem is that it has no Kira qualification. Like there's nothing that would let you think this is Kira, except she's on she's like surfing on Kira's yellow guitar, and that's
she's
it.
Like she's wearing like white, and it's not she doesn't look like punky or alty. She's not have like spikes or
no, it's like she's got like a tennis skirt on, like a white tennis skirt. Like, it's like she played tennis earlier today, but you wouldn't know that. She's like, hey, this is really good, and I'm like, okay. well
she's into him though, so
that is true. I guess that's the one saving grace, is that she is also into him, so like the creepy stuff at least for her doesn't register as creepy.
That's the thing. Like it's creepy unless she's into it, and she appears to be.
Yeah.
The problem is you shouldn't take that risk. You should always ask.
Yeah. So she's like, why'd you draw me as a superhero? He's like, because you're brave and going on stage and singing and all that. And also I can't draw anything else with superheroes. I'm like, they are just people, you know? Like,
yeah.
You could draw a person. You could draw the same thing, but without a superhero outfit on. That's a weird trick that you can do, I guess. She also has a fedora on, and it is working. She is pulling a fedora off. God bless her. So she goes to get on stage and sing, and she's like, I'm singing this song that I wrote with an old friend a long time ago. And everyone's like, should we know that? Like, and then she starts singing the song. And if this is not too much later, then are they like, hey, wasn't this a song that was playing earlier when that old lady was here?
Is this not like the next day? Because Kira's in a different outfit. She has different hair.
But she's going on stage, so I don't know if she just...
But then Kylie comes in, and she's in a new outfit.
But she's
and I didn't
also
pay attention to the other ones, because all boys' outfits look the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, the song she's singing, she's like, you said you'd be my baby, why did you betray me? It's like... It reminded me of Tommy Wiseau saying, everybody betray me.
Tore me apart, Kylie.
Yeah, I feel like this could be on the soundtrack of The Room. I want to see like an AMV with this song.
Oh, God. If anybody just wants to take the clip of this song and then cut in the clip of him saying, everyone betray me, please, for your friends. So she's singing, and the weird part about the song is that it is a song about friends, but then it starts off as being about like friends, and then it's like, oh, they were dating, and I was like, maybe they were dating then.
I mean, Kylie does come in a very gay outfit. They are both wearing some very gay outfits. She has like suspenders on and stuff, and it's so.
Yeah. Kylie just like shows up like at the chorus, and Kira is surprised, I think.
And she is, and also the
she
audience,
rolls with it though.
The audience goes nuts.
Well, yeah, because it's yeah. like it, that would be like if we were at like I don't know anywhere that has a place like this in the real world, but like we're at just like a Barnes and Noble where there was like a little folk performer, and we were at Toadstool Bookstore and Piccolo Beanie was playing, and then like
Coldplay,
Britney Spears like, came out, and started
like,
singing
yeah, like
with
yeah, like Coldplay just showed up. We'd be like, "That's Coldplay." I would leave, but, like, but I don't.
But she
know.
Was there all day. Like even after she got turned
she
back
was
young,
old
she
then.
Like she yelled. But she when she turned back young, she yelled.
Yeah.
I think the better. Well, I think we should talk. I have an idea for the better way they could have done this episode later.
Sure, but I mean, you would cheer a lot if someone famous did come up on stage,
just show
like, even if
yeah.
they were hanging around. Like, and like, I will say, like, the thing when she sings her song at the beginning, like nobody cares, and then she sings at the end, and it's like, oh, and now everybody cares and they're cheering because, and like, they want to play it like because they're better together, and like they have this great. Duo yeah. when they're singing, but it's like, no, your friend's just really famous, and so people are paying more attention and cheering more because your friend is famous. Like,
and it's also when Kylie's on the stage singing, she's like acting like a better person, like
yeah,
like this, going through this was supposed to be like a character growth for her, but other than just her like body language being nicer, nothing's different.
We don't know anything. We haven't seen any like resolution. So everyone loves it. And then we get this shot. And this is the most bewildering thing in the episode. We get this shot from outside as if someone is watching the performance like surreptitiously outside. And then the camera like drops below the window to reveal the credits. Like the I feel like they were supposed to show something from this shot. It was very it seemed like it was deliberate, and then the episode just ended. And so I don't know what they were doing there.
Yeah. I think it was just supposed to be kind of like a slow kind of like zoom out and fade out, but it just it ends yeah. up feeling kind of ominous. Yeah.
Yeah. It like it goes down into blackness, and then like
you expect a cut to like scrolling like down, and then like we're now in like a secret underground lair or something, and then there's
yeah
or whatever,
yeah something or... but no, it's just like here's the credits, they were hidden under the window.
They were definitely experimenting with cuts in this episode though, because there was one earlier like probably not quite halfway through where the big T-Rex foot from the Zord just stomps on the middle of the screen and pulls the scene away to the next one.
I did not even notice that.
Yeah, it was really fast, but I was like, why did they do that? Because they never do that,
you know, Star Wars.
What?
They do a lot of weird wipes like that in Star Wars.
That's true.
Which is one of my favorite things about Mando, is that they still do those dumb old techniques and everyone has 70s sideburns, which is nice.
Yeah, as it should be.
So that's the end of the episode. Claire, you are our guest.
Yeah,
what's the best?
Oh, I think it's the old age hijinks, like Cassidy or Kylie. I mean, like Kylie's very good. She does what she needs to do in this episode. Like
yeah.
she knows what's expected of her, and yeah, the waving the tape is extremely good. It's something in there. I'm not exactly sure if I want to pick a specific moment or just general old age hijinks. What do you guys think? Like.
I think the old age hijinks is a good one, because it like there's a lot of them, and
yeah.
they were funny, and it could have been they could have gone any way with it, and they went with like let's try to make something out of it other than just like, oh, we're old, like, you know, my teeth are falling out or whatever. It's like, ah,
right.
let's get some discounts.
Yeah, and it largely seems like it's done. I'd have to ask, you know, an actual old person how they feel about it.
Right,
but it
someone like 40, yeah.
Yeah, someone who's like 30, yeah. But it doesn't feel like it doesn't feel too much like it's punching down most of the time. It's more just like these kids are like kind of, it's more about them freaking out about like, you know, oh, I must be at least 40, or like the kids trying to like get a grift out of it, like trying
yeah.
to get the disc, like it's like fun hijinks, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I think the best is the secret relationship between Tommy and Anton Mercer that that I literally have no idea what else they could want. Like, this is no, like, they were just roommates, like, thing. There's no way.
Yeah, they're not just business partners. This runs deep.
Yeah.
You don't whisper into someone's ear like that if you're...
Right, yeah. Josh, what's your best?
I think I'm going to best just how cartoonishly fun the episode was.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like it walked that line of, like, a classic Mighty Morphin episode and a Turbo episode where, like, it was almost too stupid, but it never really quite was.
Yeah.
Just like Donkey Vac taking a news interview in the middle of a fight with a yes. Power Ranger just really cracked me up.
That was good. Like, you gotta admire Cassidy's just, like, chutzpah, just going yeah. right up to a monster and be like, excuse me, I'm with this high school newspaper and I'm doing an interview with you right now.
And then, like, their Cassidy and Devin's hijinks of, like, we're old, so we're just gonna go around the town and get all the old people advantages.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun. Kylie was very fun. It was just a fun episode. It was nice.
Yeah.
This episode has everything. Tennis, a donkey monster that turns you old. Two separate instances of strong gay subtext.
What more could you ask for?
It's all here. Classic Power Rangers.
I will say, hey, Kira and Kylie, they hug at the end, and I mean, that's as much as Wes and Jen ever did. So,
you know, it's the same. It's true. The exact same amount of affection that they ever did, and that was canon. So, look, if you're not going to give us kisses, we're going to make our own. We're going to figure out what's going on ourselves.
You know what's crazy, though, is Latasha and I have been watching the DCOM musical Generation, like High School Musical, Zombies, Descendants, all that.
Yeah.
They also don't kiss.
Yeah. Wow.
Gabriella and Troy, they don't kiss in the first one. I don't know about the other two. I haven't seen them yet, but they don't kiss in the first one.
That's a holdover from the Power Rangers doctrine, I guess.
In Zombies, they don't kiss, which is probably because, like, he's a zombie.
Because they're rotting corpses that walk around, but Josh. It would be disgusting.
There's a whole scene in the movie where Addison is like, I think I like him. And her friend's like, he's a zombie. And she's like, is that bad? It's like, it's a good movie. Everyone should watch it.
Okay.
And in Descendants.
Hashtag now it's fun.
In Descendants, they are together. Like, they are on screen a couple, and they don't kiss either. So. And everything builds up to it. And then at the end of the movie, they just walk away.
But Xenon got a kiss with what's his name at the end of Z3. So when did it start?
I don't know.
That was 2004.
In the first Xenon, she also smacks teeth with the love interest.
Well, that was the 90s. You could do anything bad. Anyway, Claire, what's the worst?
I was going to say maybe like the creepy picture of Kira not being acknowledged as creepy. But it's either that or the fight with Zeltrax that just eats up time and is meaningless. And I don't know. What do you guys think? I'm kind of on the fence.
Those are the two worst. I think if those are the two worst things in the episode.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it to the Zeltrax subplot that doesn't mean anything or go anywhere.
Yeah.
Unless it does later.
Well, yeah, but for right now, yeah, it's just that we didn't need to see it three times, though, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Part of me wants to just give it to Trent because it's like, why is he in this episode? But it does set up the, like, he's Anton's son, which I think we are going to need that.
Yeah.
I need to start wrapping up. Tucker's telling me
it's time to go shake his bowl.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll go with the picture then, I think. Okay.
Yeah, part of me also wants to give it to how Tommy just hangs out with teenagers now.
Ooh, that's pretty bad.
This is Tommy's midlife crisis season.
He's 25!
Quarter life crisis.
I had one of those. Afterwards, I became a girl. It was great.
Worked out for you.
Once I realized he should have been the White Ranger and we we should have held off on turning him into a Power Ranger until then, I don't know. It's just really kind of soured me on everything. And, like, we don't get Dr. Oliver. We don't get, like, mentor Tommy
yeah,
anymore.
Tommy now
he's just a Power Ranger again, and it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give it to that.
Okay. Claire, who's the MVP?
Is it Kylie or Suckass?
I think by definition, it can't be Suckass.
Oh, I think I'm gonna give it to Donkey Vac.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna give it to Cassidy. Sure. I thought she was super fun and just like baseline, like she gets turned old, and then the first thing she does is like, well, let's go get cheaper hot dogs with this. Like, she's just so casual about like this wild genetic transformation she has undergone, where she has aged to be very old.
I feel like she's the only character that's lived in a universe with Power Rangers before. Like, she acts like this is not permanent. Like, I'll be fine, but for right now, I'm gonna get a cheap hot dog and see a movie.
I think it was the first episode. She talked about how she like called Angel Grove, right? So like she knows about Angel Grove, and there has to be like, oh yeah, there was a whole bunch of weird stuff going there. One time all the parents got taken. One time we were all turned into statues. Like there was just a giant spider web covering the whole park for a while. And she's like, oh, so this just happens in Power Ranger towns. I'll just roll with it. Josh, what about you?
I'm going to give it to Kira. I think it's a little obvious, but it's her episode, but I think she did a good job.
Okay. Now we got to rank it. So, Claire, our list so far is just the order of the episodes of Power Rangers Dino Thunder.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So.
Well, I think this one's going to break it, because I think this is better than the clip show.
This is better than the clip show, so it's higher than two of them, because Back in Black, we did not care for super much. Mm-hmm. I think I like this better than Wave Goodbye, at least.
I also think that.
I don't know if I liked it better than the premiere two-parter, though.
No, I think it goes above Wave Goodbye.
All right. So
then it gets where it sits.
Coming in at number two, Diva in Distress. So I have a thought of how they could have done this episode, and they would have to get rid of a couple things that were just eating up time, the Zeltrax Tommy fight mostly. I feel like I don't want to say like they missed a turn doing this, but I feel like they could have gone, if they wanted to get more sympathy for Kylie rather than us to be like, I don't know what they wanted us to feel about Kylie overall. Like at the end, they wanted us to be like, oh, she came around, but like, she's not going to be here next episode. So like,
but all she did was sing with Kira.
Yeah. And like, you know, and it was good, but like, you know, whatever. But like, I think they could have done a talk, and she's like, I can't go anywhere without being noticed anymore. Mm-hmm. Like the whole it wasn't great. Being famous wasn't great for me either. I also wish I could just come back and we could sing dumb songs together.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, you're old now. No one will recognize you. And then she would just have a day doing normal stuff.
Yeah. That'd be great. Or alternatively, you could also play it like she tries to go to another signing or a concert or something, and everybody's like, ugh, and like weirded out by her. And then she kind of realizes like, oh, this fame is kind of fleeting and shallow, and my real friends will stick by me, but like, you know, this is like a temporary ride that will end someday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would also work. But yeah, I think that's a really good. Really
I think
good
we could have just gotten like a little more pathos out of Kylie totally. Than we did. But other than that, good episode. Also, I did have the thought, are we ever going to find out who are Kira's band members? Do they ever have lines or names ever?
Are they even consistent, or is it just like whatever band is at the cyberspace that day?
I don't know. She said she had to
she
practice.
She has band
like,
members?
There's a guy on drums. There's a guy with a guitar.
Yeah, there's
a
whole
near
band
her.
Playing with her up there.
Sure.
They are set dressing. They are not characters, but I'm just they're friends if they're in a band, like, so we gotta learn something about them at some
point. Like, they know how to play their instruments in all of her songs, so like,
yeah, they have
there's
practice.
Some level of a relationship there.
Just doing that Power Rangers thing of, oh, you have Power Ranger friends now, so nobody else matters, don't worry about it. But that's gonna do it for us for today. Claire, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, it was a delight. This was I kind of picked this one out of a hat based on the title. I saw a Diva in Distress and I'm like, that sounds fun. and it was a good one. So
I don't know, you live in a land where time doesn't exist, so it's probably like November still back there. So thanks for getting up
Arizona's,
so early.
Arizona respects no man's laws or time.
Where can people find you and your stuff online?
Follow me on Twitter at Claire Mulcairn, and I think that's basically it. if you're a Smash Fiction fan, we're going to do a very silly reunion episode for Christmas this year. Where
nice.
We did a Cagemas episode every Christmas in the past, where we do a what's called the Cage Match, and it was a four-way Nicolas Cage fight. And we're reuniting to do a Cagemas reunion special. So
nice.
If you want to hear us argue about which of we're now kind of we've done like four or five of them, and so we're kind of we've gone through most of the good Nicolas Cage characters.
Oh,
and now
yeah, you got
to
be
hitting
the you got like did Knowing Nicolas Cage ever show up?
Oh, we didn't do Knowing. No, yeah, but this time we got like who are some of the ones we do have a Spider-Man Noir and
okay.
And his new character from Jiu-Jitsu, which is a movie that just came out that has Tony Jaa in it. That's very weird.
what a time to be alive.
So, yeah, you can listen to that if you want, or just, like, follow me if you want to see me be, you know, weird and horny on Twitter. So,
so it's not just me.
It's not.
This is why you fit in around here, Claire. So that's going to do it for us for today. I think I still have the thing because I don't know what the next episode is up. And I have a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach that it's a multi-part. Oh, it's not. Thank God. Next episode is called Game On. And we'll find out if that's as bad as the video game episode of Veronica Mars that was made in 2004.
So that's going to be an Ethan episode, which will round out the spotlights so far.
I think so.
Hopefully it's not like a soccer game and it's like a video game for Ethan to play.
Maybe it could go either way. I guess we'll find
out
on Monday.
I feel like Ethan was barely in this one and I just want to see some more from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did not do a ton.
Hopefully Ethan goes into like Tron World and like
that would be dope.
Disney owns that. They could do whatever they want.
We could do Tron.
It's the same problem with Descendants. They could do whatever they want and they did that. I don't know.
You seem very upset about Descendants. We're going to have to unpack
that
at some point.
I really liked it, but I just feel like they missed some stuff.
All right, well, we're running long. We'll see you next week. Figure out what's going on with Game On. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Where Haley has a picture that Trent drew of Kira as a Neopets. Oh, bye, Josh.
What happened?
The Neopets joke wasn't that bad. I don't know why Josh left the call.